Good morning. It's July 30th, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion of the book of the same name. Today's title is True Love. I wish that I could have gone with him to Korea. Then I could have shared the horrors, shared whatever hurt him so badly. If I had, then maybe I could share his pain now. Perhaps it would halve the pain. That's what love is, carrying each other's pain. Jennifer Wirth. We live in a what's in it for me culture. Perhaps that's why so many relationships fail. Gary Smalley wrote a bestseller some 30 years ago entitled, If Only He Knew. It's about how to love your wife. But specifically, it's about how to love your wife sacrificially, the way Christ loves his bride, the church. Jesus was God incarnate for a reason, so he could experience our temptations, emotions, physical sensation, and yes, share in our pain. God didn't have to do anything like what he did with his only son. There's no God handbook that said as the creator of the universe, he had to suffer in pain and humiliation and then die a horrific, excruciating death on the cross. He did that because he loves us so much and wants us to come back to him. So much that he was willing to do anything, no matter how painful, to offer us redemption, to offer us a way back. Paul tells us throughout the New Testament that we are saved by grace through faith. True, our salvation only depends on us believing in Jesus Christ as the Son of God and accepting the gift of redemption, even while we are undeserving. But just as Christ suffered the physical and emotional pain of mankind voluntarily, so too the believer is called to die with Christ, die to the law and die to our old selves, in order to be born anew. Dying to your old self can be extremely painful as you give up a self-centered focus to your life and start to put the best interest of others before yourself. Philippians 2:3-4. That's what the quote above is speaking about. A young wife in 1954, pregnant with their first child, in poverty-stricken East London's Poplar District, watches her young husband suffer with horrific anxiety, nightmares, and lack of self-confidence, a result of PTSD from his battlefield experience during the Korean War. Love to her meant sharing her husband's pain in an effort to diminish it for him. The love Christ speaks of is this type of sacrificial love. It's the kind of love Gary Smalley speaks of in his advice to married couples. Christ tells his disciples, Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for his friends. John 15:13. Paul explains further in Romans, Scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet perhaps for a good man someone would even dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5:8. True love means easing another's burden, even if it adds to your own. The Sanibel success story that my father carried folded in his wallet for 70 years defined success as knowing that even one life has breathed a little easier for your having lived. It might be a tremendous idea to start with your spouse and children, and from there you can build outwards. When you see someone needing help, don't wait to be asked. Help them. When you see a problem developing in a relationship, look for the answer in the mirror. It's often right there in front of you. Try to see things from another's perspective. And after you've tried that for a while, try seeing that same person from God's perspective. God made them and loves them, just like he loves you. Shocker. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you that you wanted to experience life from the perspective of the ones you created. Lead us to love our spouses, families, and eventually all whom we can, sacrificially, putting their benefit before our own. Amen. That was the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra playing the love theme from Romeo and Juliet. We'll see you tomorrow.